And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting edition of the Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting edition of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we are going to open a Cabernet Sauvignon that was highly recommended to me from Trish at Wine Store and from a couple other people there, Wine Store at Blakeney, and we're going to check it out tonight. We're also going to try and pair it with some interesting foods that I have here. I have T-bone steak and a couple other items here. We're going to try it and see how well it pairs with. So it'll be interesting to see what this wine tastes like. It was recommended to me, but I haven't really opened it up yet. So we're going to do that tonight, and we're going to try it out together. Of course, if you're joining me just now for the first time, this is, of course, a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have show notes here, but I don't always follow them 100%. And sometimes we have some fun. We open up a bottle of wine, taste it, review it, toast some birthdays and anniversaries, national days, and just have a good time. Just kick back and relax. That's what this show is all about. Of course, you can watch us live. You can in the chat. You can join in the chat, of course. Watch live at Facebook. And on the Facebook page, Drink with Rick. You can also catch us live on YouTube. We're streaming live right now on YouTube at Drink with Rick on YouTube. And we're also on Twitch. If you happen to be on Twitch, we have a few people that chat with us on Twitch from time to time. And that's at twitch.tv. And, of course, Periscope. We are live on Periscope. You can tweet me. You can actually watch this live on my Twitter feed at Drink with Rick, and you can respond as well. I'll check the tweets there and we'll respond to you live on those tweets. Now, we're also on drinkwithrick.com. That's at drinkwithrick.com. So the website down below. Now, we don't have a chat, live chat going there, but you can comment in the comments below the video. If you go directly to the actual page, the post page, where the show is going on live. And, of course, you can always catch me at rick@savoyamedia.com after the show, before and between the show. Just send your comments to me, rick@savoyamedia.com. I'd love to hear what you have to say, whether or not you have a recommendation for wine to drink or any feedback, positive or negative. We have some feedback tonight, as a matter of fact, that I'm going to read later on. Some YouTube feedback should be very interesting. I do appreciate the feedback always, whether it's negative or positive or neutral in between. I take it all. I accept it all. I'll take the feedback. No problem. And let's see. Podcast. If you don't want to watch, or if you're traveling or on the road or somewhere out and about, you can catch the podcast, audio only. But you can catch the podcast at drinkwithrick.com, and we're all over the net and on all the major podcast, you know, wherever podcasts are available, I guess I should say. And, you know, I'm not going to go through them all. There are so many of them out there, but you can catch them there in your favorite podcast app. It's Drink with Rick. All right, well, we're going to get into the wine here in just a moment. Before I do that, I should say, let me say give a shout out to everyone joining me in the chat now. Kathy and Mark Miller have joined in the chat. It's great to see you both. They're very good friends of ours and neighbors, and they do a great house concert series. And let's see, did I just lose the feed? I hope not. There we go. It cuts out. It must be bandwidth issues tonight. It looks like we're still good on Facebook, on YouTube, so it should be okay. And Frosty has joined us in the chat. Frosty, it's always great to see you, my friend. And, you know, I've got this thing. I want to send you this T-shirt that you won. And, please email me your shipping address where I can send this out to you, because I really want to get this out to you. I just need to get an email address from you. I'll try to private message you again later on, see if I can get an email address from you so I can get this shirt out to you in a timely manner. I also, Bill, if you're Bill Horton, if you're watching later on, I try to contact you a couple of times for sending you the things you won online. And Phil, also my good friend Phil Bond, you won the calendar a couple of weeks ago, and I need a shipping address for both of you gentlemen so I can ship these items out to you, because I really want to get them out to you. All right, well, so let's take a look and see what we've got for wine tonight. This is what we're drinking tonight. This is a Cabernet, and, you know, this is from France, so I'm going to butcher the language, of course, even though I took a year of French in high school. This is the Maison de la Palombière. It's a Pays d'Arc, that's French, and it's a 2018 Cabernet Sauvignon. A couple of interesting things about this cab that there's not a whole lot of it online, information online on this Cabernet, but what I did find was rather interesting. So we'll look at that. And this is I'm going to go ahead and read the back end of this thing as well, because let me see if I can find there we go. This is the back. Or that's one side. It's actually on the sides. If you notice carefully on the previous image, there are two sides. It's on the front and sides. There's a label that goes around about 4/5 of the way around the bottle. So that's what we're looking at. I'm going to try and read this. It is difficult to read. Of course, sideways is difficult to see, but I'm going to read this as best I can. It says, Maison de la Palombière produces and makes the vinification of its wine since 1859 on the magnificent terroir of small pebbles like in Roman antiquity. This is very difficult to read because they've got it all in that font. We have selected the most expressive grapes of Cabernet Sauvignon for this cuvée. We pick our harvest date to assure highly concentrated juice with notes of red fruits. Aging in French oak barrel gives the aromas of tasty chocolate and vanilla. It is a product of France. And it's very, very difficult to read this, but I was able to get through it, I think. There is another side to this as well. On the other side, there's a part two to this back. Course, the other side, it says 1869. Of course, that's when they founded the 1859 was when they. Well, it says 1869, but on the other side, it said they were making wine since 1859. So I don't know, a little discrepancy there maybe, but anyway, that's what it says, and it's difficult to read some of this other the rest of it. But I will say, going back to the first image that on the front, it does say that it's a 2018. It is 15% alcohol by volume in the 750 milliliter bottle. Now, this is a kind of a short bottle, and you're saying, "Wow, is it really 750 milliliters?" Yeah, because it's kind of a wide bottle. So that's what we're looking at. We're going to go ahead and open this bottle of wine. Before I do that, let me introduce the food that we'll be pairing it with. This is really nice. I'm going to be pairing it tonight with this wonderful grilled steak that my lovely wife Chi made last night. These are actually leftovers, but they were really good. She marinated it. I'm not sure what she marinated in, but it's her own special marinade, and it's really, really good. I should add a couple more reallys to that. Really, 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 really good. And also some chicken. She did some grilled chicken as well. And you know, I don't know if you can see whatever she put on it, but this chicken is really good. I also have some cheeses. I have a soft. Let's see. They're actually all soft cheeses except for the smoked cheddar. I have a smoked cheddar here, which should be okay with the cab. What else do I have here? I have the Colby Jack cheese, and I have some soft mozzarella. I think this is what is this called? I forgot what it's called. Gilbert or something like that. It escapes me at the moment. And I also have my favorite Cheddar Joe's creamy Gouda cheese, which so far we have not had a wine that did not go well with that cheese. And we've tried a number of different wines with it. So it should be interesting to try this tonight. Also, my lovely wife took some time out of her day to bake some chocolate chip cookies, and they should go well with the wine. Chocolate, Cabernet, chocolate, sweet stuff, that always goes well with a Cabernet, I think, almost always. Well, we're going to try it out. We'll see. So let's go ahead and open this bottle of wine. Let me just double check the chats again, see if anyone else is joining us. Looks like we've got someone watching on YouTube, Twitch. We've got folks watching Twitch. No comments as yet. And let me check the Twitter comments. Nothing going on with the Twitter comments. So we're going to go ahead and open this bottle of wine and try it out. And breathing, once I open it, I'll tell you a little bit about this wine, the little that I did find online. Now, I have, of course, my foil cutter to open this up with, and this is a really thick, I don't know if I'm going to have a tough time trying to open this. This is very thick. It's a very thick, wide mouth. So my foil cutter doesn't easily fit around this thing. Also, I have heard hearsay online that the corks are a little bit tough to get out, but fortunately I have my trusty mechanical corkscrew purchased from Aldi, but actually it was purchased from an estate sale by my wife Chi, and then originally came from Aldi in the UK and transported here. Whoops. Yeah, this is kind of a tough one to get out, and I don't want to crack the— oh boy, this is a really tough one to get out. This is a really tough cork to get out. Let me return to a backup here if I can. Whoa, this is a tough cork to get out of this bottle. I don't know why they packed this thing so tightly. Wow. I'm glad I had this mechanical corkscrew, because I don't think I would have been able to get it out with very easily. It was tough with that. And this is usually very, very easy to work with. I don't know that I would have gotten it out within the other type of corkscrew. That's very, very tough. And I did hear in some of the reviews that I've read on it, the few that are out there, it was mentioned that this is a really tough cork to get out of the bottle. Maybe they need to work on that a little bit. So this is all reviews. So, you know, let me see. And, of course, I've got my trusty aerator, my Veneto aerator from the Veneto Wine Lovers Group, although the mouth... Look at that. It's so large. The mouth is so wide. This thing, I don't feel comfortable pouring it through the aerator. So we're going to skip that. This is what would have worked is the aerator that I have back here that my lovely wife, Chi, purchased for the holidays. I could have poured it in that, but I didn't really have it set up tonight. So we're not going to do that. I don't know if you can see it in the background. It's way in the back. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and pour it, and then we're going to let it breathe a little bit longer. And we're going to pour it into my trusty Cooper's Hawk Genuine Crystal Wine Glass from the Cooper's Hawk Winery and Restaurant in Orlando, Florida. We'll get a little pour, and just a little bit, and we're going to let it breathe a little and try it out. And give it a little swirl here. And while it's doing that, the aromas are strong here. It smells very, very fruity, and it smells like a very fruity cab. So I'm curious to see what it's going to taste like. So while it's waiting, while we're letting that maybe swirl around a little bit more, we're waiting for that to breathe a little bit. Let's check out where— now I picked this up at winestore-online.com, and I picked it up in our store. We have a local store in Blakeney here in North Carolina, and I have that pulled up. There's not a whole lot of information on this wine, but you know, it's funny because when I was originally going to open up this bottle of wine a few weeks ago, and I couldn't even find it on the website, and here it's on the website now. I know they watch. Matt, if you're watching now, I appreciate you putting it up there. That's good. That's very helpful. But I'll read you what they have on their website. It says it's de Palombière. This 100% Cabernet is full of dark berry flavors to offset its tough guy tannins. Lots of tannins. We're looking forward to that. This is a big wine for little money. It's basically the wine equivalent to Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse. Best movie ever. I don't know. I would necessarily agree with that. Roadhouse, good film. Patrick Swayze, yeah. But I don't know. Best movie ever. I have my favorites, but we're not going there right now. This is about the wine. And let's see. When I checked around online, it was Vivino gave it 3.7 stars out of 4 stars. And apparently a lot of people like this wine. And I was told it's a pretty popular wine at Wine Store in Blakeney. I had other people walking in while I was looking at this wine over and saying, oh, yeah, that's a real good wine. I love this wine. So that's what really compelled me to try that. Also, Trish she highly recommended it. So I'm going to give it a try. So let's see. On Wine Searcher has this wine for $12.99 a bottle. And Wine Store is selling it for $12.99. And let me see how it didn't list it on Vivino, the price, but let me tell you what I paid for it because I do have the original receipt in my hands from Wine Store. And I paid $12.99 a bottle. As Matt would say, $12.99 all day, every day, right? That's what Matt says. So that is what we have going on. Anything else going on in the chats before I take a little whiff of this and a little, let's see. All right, nothing else, much else going on Facebook at the moment. So let's go ahead and drink this wine. Let's try it out and see what it smells like, see what it tastes like. Now, on the nose, I could get the aroma right there. It's definitely a cab, and it's very fruity. So, yep, definitely a cab. Definitely a fruity cab. I think I saw somewhere else that, yeah. Let's see. And then very much the deep cherry, the deep dark black cherry is what I'm smelling. And yeah, let's give it a taste. Okay. Whoa. Little tartness to it right there and at the offset. Rather acidic. Let's see. This is a bold looking wine. This is a dark, kind of bold looking wine. It has a pretty bold flavor to it. And it is very full body. This is a full bodied, definitely a full bodied cab, I would say. Tannic, fairly tannic. A lot of tannins in this wine. It's very dry, but it is definitely acidic. This is kind of hard to pour with this big mouth on this. Mouth is almost as big as mine, huh? let's not even go there right now. being self-deprecating humor, right? It's a little oaky. It does taste oaky. And a little leathery, little leathery, but it's oaky. It's not as I would say it's not as it's fruity, but it's not as fruity as I would expected it based on the first whiff or two I had. And I expected super fruity, but it's actually fairly smooth, and it's and you know what? It's dry going down, but on the tongue it tastes a little sweet. When I first tasted it, I thought it had kind of a sweetness to it, and then as it went down, it just dried out. I mean, just very very dry, and it's a little smoky, but it's a pretty smooth wine. I want to say it sounds a little on the silky side, but it's not that it's a little oaky, not too bad. not too oaky. It's okay, but it is somewhat. It's weird. It starts off sweet on the tongue, and then after I start to swallow, going down the finish, it's very dry. Interesting wine. We're gonna have a little more of this, as a matter of fact. That's hard to pour. I think the bottle looks kind of neat, but I have to say that I'm not a huge. It doesn't seem very practical for pouring this wine out. I've got to be very careful. I don't want to mess up the keyboard down here or the microphone in front of me or anything else. Yeah, it's easy to hold, but it's just pouring it out with the wide mouth. And I guess that's why they have the extra big corkscrew, is probably to make sure they're covered on that with a wider mouth. I don't know. I can't say I'm a big fan of pouring this wine, but it's fairly easy to drink. Let's go back to chat for a moment. And Kathy and Mark are there. Frosty. Let's see. My lovely wife, she's usually watching, but tonight she is she is painting the kids' bathroom tonight. He needed that for a long time. So she and Tia are making that a painting project. So that's what they're doing. Let's go ahead and pair it with some food. So we're going to try and pair it up with the food. Now I've got this wonderful steak that my lovely wife she made, and a Cabernet. Cabernet Sauvignon. Everything I have on this plate pretty much should go good with the Cabernet. Now the chicken being a white meat, but because it's grilled chicken and it's kind of spicy, it should still be okay with the Cab. So we'll give this a try. And it's cold. It's a little bit cold because that's how I brought it up. I love this steak. Awesome T-bone steak. Okay, this wine it seems to be silkier with the steak in my mouth. It seems to, the silkiness really comes through a little bit more with the steak, which is interesting. It kind of, the tannins help. Tannins definitely help with the steak. Not bad. My lovely wife, Chi, has joined us in the chat. Hi, Chi. And I hope everything went well with your painting project. Is going well. I don't smell any fumes over here. I'm across the hallway from it, so it must be okay. Let's try a little more steak with this. This could be good. I like it with the steak. Yeah, I like it. You know what's funny with the steak? I can't really taste the really dark berries. I mean, there's supposed to be some blackberry in here. I was tasting the black cherry, but I can't say that. Let's see. I think I just lost. There we go. I want to make sure I didn't lose the feed again. But I can't say that it was super fruity, although I've heard from some other people that it is really fruity. It is, but it's fruitier on the nose than it is on the tongue. Definitely sweet on the tongue, and then it kind of dries out as it's going down. Interesting. Let's try it with the chicken. I'm not expecting it to go be perfect with the grilled chicken, but it should be all right. I mean, you know, it's a Cab. And this is a spicier chicken. Just bit my tongue a bit. Not tongue, lip. Good. It goes better with the steak. All right, so let's try it with, we're going to try it a little bit with what is this? Colby Jack. Try a little Colby Jack. I'll pour a little bit more wine. Good. Brings out the smokiness. It brings out the smoky flavor in the wine a little bit more with this Colby Jack. Very good. I like that. And let me clear my palate out just a little bit. I normally have some crackers up here with me to help me clear the palate, but I forgot to bring those up tonight, so I'm just relying on the water to do that a little. Let's try it with the smoked cheddar. I'm pretty sure that this smoked cheddar is going to be okay with this cab. Pretty sure it will be. Especially with the tannins in this cab, it should be all right. I just like that bold flavors of this cheese and cab. Oh, nice. It does the smokiness of the cheddar and the smokiness of the cab, and the cab's already a little bit, you know, silky, a little velvety kind of feel. It's actually not bad. I like it. It goes well with the smoked cheddar. Now let's try it with my favorite, the Trader Joe's Creamy Gouda, which. Now, of course, up to this point, we tried it with about six or seven different wines back here. I have not had a miss yet on this. Love that Gouda. A winner. Still a winner. I like that. Still a winner. We're going to try it with the cookies in a little while. But first, let's get back to the chat, get back to see what's going on here. Because this show isn't about me. It's not completely about the wine. This is about us. You and me interacting together, having a good time. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you'd like to be drinking. Tell me what you'd like to see me drinking. And if you really want to see me drinking it bad enough and I can't get around here, send me a bottle. I'll be happy to drink it. And I'll give it a fair review. I promise a fair review. Honest review. Let's see. Nothing going on YouTube. And Twitch is nothing going on Twitch so much. Let me let everyone know we're here. Okay. A Periscope is up still. Good. Everything is going good. All right, let's go ahead and get into the toast some birthdays and anniversaries. Actually, I have one anniversary to toast a little bit ahead of time, but I'm getting a little ahead of myself here. Let me refill the glass while we're waiting. The first birthday that I would like to toast is for, and I'm going to put her name here. She's not on Facebook. She's not online anywhere, actually, because this is for my mother-in-law, Juliana Enchong, or who we call, affectionately call, Inai, or Lola, she's from the Philippines, and Inai is the Tagalog word for mother, and Lola is the Tagalog term for grandmother, and she is both, and she's actually, I believe she's even a great-grandmother at this point in time, so she's 85, I think she turned 85 yesterday, her birthday was on the 7th, and this is for you, and I don't know if you're watching now or later, but this is to you. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday, I should say, but happy birthday to you. To my mother-in-law, Juliana Enchong, and I. And you know what? I'll toast her again, just because I can. She doesn't drink herself, although we have tried to get her to drink, but have some wine. She doesn't touch it, but... it's okay. I'll drink it for her. And happy birthday, and I. Next birthday shout out. Oh, and Rob's joining us in the chat. Rob, it's great to see you. I'm glad you're here. Let me give a birthday shout out to my brother-in-law, Tom Harms. Tom's birthday is Wednesday, coming up on the 12th. Whoa, this is a month. I tell you what, February is a month for birthdays, and I'll explain a little bit more of that in a minute. But my brother-in-law, Tom, who is the husband of my sister Penny, who has been in, who's been fairly regular in the wine stream in the past. My brother-in-law Tom, he's a fine guy, very entrepreneurial guy, and really he's got a really good head on his shoulders. Tom, here's to you. I know that you don't prefer reds; you prefer whites over reds, and that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But did we lose the stream again? We might have lost the stream. Anyway, so it came back. There we go. Anyway, Tom. His birthday, I'm not going to give his age away, but his birthday is on Wednesday on the 12th. And I want to say happy birthday to my brother-in-law, Tom. I really, really, I have a lot of respect for Tom. He's a great guy. He really is. Tom, this is for you. Happy birthday. And you know what? In honor of your birthday, I should have opened up a bottle of the white wine. Although I did not do that, I have a bottle of white. I have a couple of bottles of white over here that I'm going to open up in the future. But maybe next time I'll do one in your honor and toast you an extra time when I open that bottle of white. And anyway, so here's to you, Tom. Happy birthday! I hope it's a very happy one. Enjoy it. You guys go out, celebrate. Just celebrate responsibly. I know you do. Here's to you. Happy birthday. And let's see, who else do we have going on here? Oh, yes, an old friend of mine, Lisa Ruby, her birthday is also on the 12th. It's coming Wednesday. And, you know, I haven't seen Lisa in years, but we are friends on Facebook and I think LinkedIn, too, as well. We go way, way back to Channel 35. And let's see, Channel 35 alumni will remember her, Phil. Oh, Phil's joining us in the chat. Phil, it's great to see you. I'm glad you're here. And, you know, I want to say Lisa Ruby. Phil, you remember Lisa. She was in the sales department, and we worked together for many, many years over at Channel 35. Really nice lady. And here's to you, Lisa, your birthday on the, is it 12th? Yes, Wednesday. You know what? I'll toast Lisa again. It's actually, I think it's pronounced Lisa, right? Sorry about that. But Lisa Ruby, here's to you. Happy, happy birthday. Her husband, Chip, I remember her husband. Her husband is a really, really cool guy. Really laid back, really cool guy. Let's see. Who else do I have here? One other special birthday. And I guess I better refill my glass for this a little bit. Another special, all the birthdays are special. They are. All of your birthdays are special. This one's very, very near and dear to my heart because this is for my firstborn daughter, Tia. Tia Savoia, she is going to be 22 years old on the 13th, on Thursday. 2/13. She was born 2/13/1998. Here's to my daughter Tia. And you know what? I'll toast you again also, just because I can. Anyway, my daughter Tia, young, beautiful, very, very talented. She's a very talented artist. Here's to you, Tia, and your talents. She does commissions. So if you are looking for someone to commission a piece of art, you can contact her and she'll do that for you. There's a plug for her. Anyway, Tia, here's to you. Happy birthday. And there's one anniversary coming up that I can't forget. Chi, you still there? One special anniversary coming up that I can't forget that, and I better not forget because if I did, I'd be in big, big trouble. And it's very difficult to forget. This is going to be on Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, the 14th of February. On the 14th of February, 26 years ago, my lovely young wife, Chi, and I tied the knot. We were married 26 years ago, on February 14th, here's to you, Chi, and our anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. And I'm going to do that again because, you know, this is very, very special. My wife and I, my wife is a really, really wonderful lady. She's also very, very talented. She's a talented artist in her own right. She's a very, very talented cook. I can attest to that personally. She has her own recipes that we keep telling her, you've got to write them down and put them in the book. She's been working on that a little bit off and on, but kind of in her spare time. But usually she's so busy in the kitchen cooking that she doesn't seem to have her time to write down the recipes. She has them all in her head. But I tell you what, fabulous recipes. One of these days, we're going to help her publish that recipe book, that the cookbook that she's been working on. Anyway, once again, Chi, here's to you, honey, and a happy anniversary. There have been 26 years. I don't know what I would do with my wife. Without my wife. What am I saying? Without my wife. I don't know what I would do without my wife. She is an amazing person all the way around. And she keeps me in line. And look, she puts up with me. She puts up with me. You know, every time I mention her anniversary, she goes, yeah, and I survived. Yeah, she did. And she's just a great person all the way around. And she can be a tough little cookie. She can. But I love her. And I don't know what I would do without her. She is, for all intents and purposes, she is, in any sense of the word, my better half. And I'm really grateful for her. I'm thankful for my wife and my daughter and my son every day. There's to you, Chi, in our anniversary. You know, and if Gordon shows up in the chat later on, I know he does his regular thing where he does his gratitude videos. And I tell you, that's what I'm grateful for every day, Gordon, is my wife and my son and my daughter. I'm really, really thankful for all of them. Let's see. I think that does it for our birthdays and anniversaries. So I think we kind of go on to national days. Before we do that, let me check in and see how things are doing. Everybody's really quiet. We got people watching, but they're all really quiet tonight. And Chris, it looks like Chris is showing up in the chat. Chris, you know, hey, chime in. Tell me how you're doing. We're getting ready for PodFest. That's just in a few weeks. And right now, if I go off on a tangent, because that's what I do on this Stream of Consciousness show, you know, we love PodFest. It's really more like a family type of atmosphere. And Tommy and I already have our tickets. We already have the room booked. We're pretty much ready to go for the most part. I have to order a few more cards for the business cards and stuff like that. But we're pretty much all ready to go. Tommy's already ordered T-shirts he wants to give out and things like that for his podcast, and he's getting everything ready. But there is just one thing that we're really concerned about is that in this trip, two things. One, Tommy couldn't break away. We planned to be there a little bit earlier, so I'd actually booked the room for four nights, but we couldn't do it because Tommy's taking a class right now. He's going to college, so his professor wanted him to he has a Thursday night class, and his professor required him to be at all the classes, wouldn't give him any class time off. So we're going to have to we're going to have to leave right after his Thursday night class. We're going to have to jump in the car and drive all night down there and try to get there in time for check-in Friday morning, but for the PodFest. So that's going to be a little bit hectic because it's an 8-hour drive down to Orlando. It's an 8-hour drive, and that's straight. That's if you're driving straight. Me, I used to be able to drive straight, but I just can't do it anymore. My age, I'm 60. I'm approaching 61. That's a birthday I didn't mention. the Friday the 15th is going to be my birthday. I'm going to be 61 years old then. But and I'm not really toasting myself in that because I'm not really into toasting myself. But, you know, we're going to be really scrambling to get down there, and it's going to be scrambling to get back. The other kink in the chain is that, you know, he's also working. So he's not 100% sure that you're going to let him have the time off. So there is a possibility we might have a little bit of a glitch going down to Potfest. So hopefully we'll be able to work that out. No problems or anything. Tommy's trying to get that worked out at work. And hopefully we won't have any glitches there, but it is a little bit up in the air right now until we know for sure how things are going to go Podfest-wise. But hopefully we can make it down there, and I'm looking forward to seeing all my fellow podcasters and my friends at Podfest. We'll see how that works. Yes, National Days. Let's check out the National Days this week, because we have quite a few National Days to celebrate. And, of course, I'm pulling this up from nationaldaycalendar.com. If I can find it, I didn't have the website pulled up here a minute ago. Where is it? There it is. And let's see. Today, the second Saturday in February, is National – it's Global Movie Day. Global Movie Day. I used to love movies all the time. I still like movies, but I used to – when I was younger – I practically lived in a movie theater, pretty much. I was there all the time. Loved them going out to the movies. I'll drink to Global Movie Day. Why not? And it's National Boy Scouts Day. That's today, National Boy Scouts Day. A lot of you, most of you may not know that I was, when I was younger, at one time, I was a Boy Scout. I had joined the Scouts. I was into scouting when I was about 12 years old because I had a way, and I was looking forward. That was when I was looking forward to my. No, it was. I was younger than that. I was like 10, I think. So I joined the Boy Scouts. I was there for a year until we moved. An interesting story behind that. I got stories about the Boy Scouts. I'll talk about it another time, but. I think I was working towards one of my badges. I can't remember which one it was at the time, my first badge. So I was only in the Boy Scouts for a year, but I was working towards my, and this was in Salisbury, North Carolina. But I was working towards that badge, and I completed it, and I'd earned the badge, but I think it was the week, I think it was like a week after I left, I think it was a week after I left, that's when they issued the badges. So I didn't get my badge for a while. I think somebody else sent it to me or gave it to me after the fact. And I had to quit the Boy Scouts at that point because where we were going on in Orlando, I didn't know what the troop was down there. And at that point, there was just so much going on that we just didn't have time to – I didn't have time to find the local troop, and a lot of things happened. Anyway, that's a long story. Anyway – So I earned my badge, but I didn't get it until like a year later after we moved because one of my friends, who was also in the Scouts with me up there in Salisbury, he had picked up the badge for me and sent it on to me, and I appreciate that. I've got it somewhere. It's in a closet somewhere. For years I kept my Boy Scout uniform. I got a picture of myself in my scouting uniform. I should have put that up. That was a long time ago. Anyway, here's the boys, National Boy Scouts Day. National Kite Flying Day is today. When I was a kid, did you ever fly a kite when you were a kid? I flew kites. My brothers and my sisters and I, we flew kites when we were kids, and we had plenty of room outside in the house when we lived in North Carolina to fly kites with. And even in Orlando, we moved down to Orlando, we had plenty of room in the back. We'd go about there and fly kites. And it was a lot of fun. And when T and Tommy came along, when they were young, we did that. We'd go out to the park to the local park where there was plenty of room, and bought them a couple of kites. And we, on an occasion or two, we did go out there and fly them ourselves. So it was a lot of fun. Here's the National Kite Flying Day. I'll go with that. National Kite Flying Day. Kite Flying Day. Boy, maybe I should cap this now. Okay, so National Kite Flying Day. What else we have here? We have, there we go, National Iowa Day. Okay, look, we don't talk about politics and religion on the show. Everybody who's a regular on the show knows that. But you know why I'm laughing. National Iowa Day. I'm pretty sure that this past week there are a lot of people who do not want to toast National Iowa Day for reasons that I'm not going to go into. But look, Iowa is one of the great 50 states of the U.S., right? In spite of whatever was going on, here's a National Iowa Day. Just because they're one of the great 50 states of our country. And Iowans, they're getting the bad rap right now. But, you know, it's Iowa. Things are a little different there. February 9th, tomorrow. Tomorrow, in about an hour and 15 minutes, 13 minutes, is National Cut the Cord Day. I have a rant about that, but I'm not going to go into it. And I think I mentioned that before. We talked about that. Cutting the cord. I cut the cord. What are we referring to when you call National Cut the Cord Day? Well, of course, for those who are not aware, that's when you're cutting the cord to cable and physical phone lines and things like that, mostly cable. Cable, DSL lines, things like that. And you're watching TV either over the air or on the internet, whatever, you know, watching movies on the internet, downloading movies. Now, technically, you're really, if you have cable internet or DSL internet, or if you're fortunate enough to have fiber internet, technically you're not cutting the cord because those are all delivered over cords, right? But what they're referring to mostly is not internet cutting the cord, but cutting the cable cord. For entertainment, for TV and movies and things like that. We cut the cord. She and I, when we had satellite, we originally had Time Warner cable down in Orlando, but we moved up to Charlotte. And we had cable at one point, and then we switched over to satellite. We had a satellite, small satellite dish in our house in Oviedo. But when we left Oviedo, we left all of that behind. We decided to just go ahead and cut the cord because at that time our children were very young and we would be flipping the channels. And yeah, there are hundreds and hundreds of channels to choose from, but most of that stuff was just junk. And a lot of that stuff was stuff you would not want to a small child to see. There's some stuff on there I don't think anybody should see personally, but that's my opinion. But there's definitely some stuff that children really shouldn't see. And if my kids were just, you know, getting around to using the remote control, and it really bothered us that, well, they could be inadvertently, you know, we try to supervise them as much as possible for television watching. But they get on there and they inadvertently going around, you know, flipping the channels and seeing some of this stuff. It just bothered us. It bothered us a lot. So that was one of the main reasons we cut the cord. The other reason was because of the high cost. It was just ridiculously high cost. And cable, for so long, they would not let you do a la carte. Like, for instance, if I signed up for cable service, there were 120, 150 channels. And the only reason I wanted the cable service was just for a few channels. Just for, a sci-fi channel at the time. I still was watching Sci-Fi Network. And a few other channels there. There were maybe like six or seven channels that I really wanted to watch, but you couldn't just do that. You couldn't just pick the channels you wanted to watch. You had to either just get the whole package, and if you wanted to upgrade to maybe a channel that you wanted to watch that was on a premium package, you had to get the premium package and then pay extra for all the other junk you weren't interested in. And it drove me nuts because I thought to myself, why can't I just pick and choose what I want and bundle a specific package? And the cable companies did not like that. They didn't want that because they wanted to lock you in. There are other reasons. We're not going to go into that tonight. But that came back to bite them big time, because when the internet came along and streaming began to happen with television and TV and for movies, the cable companies just did not want to budge. And people started, once they found out that, hey, you know what, I can watch whatever I want to watch whenever I want to watch it, and I can pick and choose which things I want to watch. without having to be locked down to these exorbitant rates, people started leaving and started off with a trickle and they started leaving in droves. And then the cable companies like, hey, what, the last year or so, now they're wanting to offer a la carte items from what I hear. A little bit too little too late, in my opinion. I think the cable companies got a clue way too late because they didn't think that was going to happen. They didn't think everybody was just going to leave en masse, but that's what happened. And they still try to lock you into things, but people don't like that. People don't like to be locked in. For the most part, they want the freedom to be able to choose when and how they want to watch things and what they want to watch. If they want to watch a sports channel and they don't like some of this other stuff, they can through the internet and now through all of the specialty channels, they can choose to subscribe just to that sports channel. And they save a ton of money that way. So that makes total sense. It makes total sense to do that. So here's the National Cut the Cord Day. We cut the cord 12 years ago. We have never looked back. Never. Here's the National Cut the Cord Day. I will definitely drink to that. National Bagel and Lox Day also tomorrow. National Bagel and Lox Day. I like bagel and lox. I haven't had lox much, but I love bagels. There's a great bagel place. If you're ever down in Orlando, you know, we make a point to stop there just about every time for breakfast, at least once on every trip to Orlando. And my wife used to know one of the owners there. That would be Bagel King. Bagel King in Orlando. Here's a shout out to Bagel King. I know I've given shout outs to other places like Fratello's and my favorite pizza place down there. And of course, Jeremiah's Italian Ice. This time I want to give a shout out to Bagel King down there. Great, great place. Here's the National Bagel and Lox Day and to Bagel King. National Pizza Day. All right, who's with me on drinking to that? National Pizza Day. I'll drink to National Pizza Day. Let me check the chat here. National Pizza Day. Definitely have to toast that. One of my favorite foods. Who doesn't love pizza? Who does not love pizza? You don't have to be an Italian to like pizza, right? Here's National Pizza Day. Yes. And National Toothache Day. I'm not drinking to that. I do not want a toothache. Had toothaches, they're not fun. I'm not toasting that, okay? National Toothache Day. Goodness, I could do without that. February 10th is National Clean Out Your Computer Day. That's the second Monday in February. I will drink to that. Everyone should do that every once in a while. I need to do that. National Cream Cheese and Brownie Day. National Home Warranty Day. And National Umbrella Day. Here's to all those days. So, and then I think February 11th, I'm going to just read through these. February 11th, National Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day, National Inventors Day, that's a good day, National Make a Friend Day. You know what? I'm going to take a break now and drink to that because I'm all for making friends, and that's what this wine show is really about, making friends and getting hang out with friends and enjoy the company of friends, whether they're in person, online, wherever you are, anywhere around the world, because you can watch this anywhere around the world, right? National Make a Friend Day. I am all for that. Then there's National Peppermint Patty Day, National Shut-In Visitation Day. You know, if you know someone who is a shut-in, who can't get out, can't get around, That's a good thing to do, to visit them, because there are some people, particularly elderly, who cannot get out anymore, can't go anywhere, and I'm sure that gets pretty lonely. I think I would be very lonely as well, and I think if you can visit someone who is a shut-in, I think that would make their day. So here's the National Shut-In Visitation Day. Then we have National White Shirt Day and National Safer Internet Day in the U.S., and that changes every year. Here's to a safer internet. I think the FCC is trying to take some steps to make it a safer internet. They are supposed to be taking some steps to fix the whole robocall issue. I've been getting robocall. I don't know if you've been getting robocalls, but I've been getting robocalls like crazy. And it seems like the number of robocalls I've been getting every day has gone up ever since the FCC announced that they were going to be clamping down on robocalls. It seems like, I guess we better get finish getting all our robocalls out before they shut us down. I don't know. It seems like the more that the FCC tries to clamp down on this, the worse the problem gets. So I don't know where that's going, at least for me. All right, so I guess that does it for our National Days this week. And, of course, you can go to nationaldaycalendar.com and check it out. And I think there are a few National Day calendars available. Phil, please send me your shipping address so I can get that calendar out, because you won the National Day calendar some weeks ago, and I need your address so I know where to mail it. I'm not going to do anything else with your address. I'm just going to use it to get that out to you somehow. So, let's see, where was it going here? Well, we have next year. Ah, you know what? We're going to shut this down a little, pretty soon, another 10, 15 minutes. But before we do that, and I'll tell you why in a minute, or a couple minutes. But before we do that, I am going to tell you about a snow day thing that we had today. This is very, very interesting. Looks like we lost our Twitch. Here we go. Lost the Twitch feed. Anyway, I don't know what's going on with Twitch here. It looks like it just went down. But we have people in Twitch. It's just to let you know, Ani OTF said, "What's going on, Rick? What are we drinking tonight?" We are drinking, just as a reminder, we are drinking. I don't know if you can see it now, but if you can still hear me, the video was canceled, but if you can still hear me, you can switch over to YouTube and watch the rest of it on YouTube. We are drinking tonight this Cabernet. We're drinking the Cabernet Maze de la Palombière. It's 2018. This is a French wine. It's actually pretty decent. It's pretty decent. I'll give you a final review in a few minutes. But, oh, man, the Twitch feed just went down, didn't it? Sorry about that, folks on Twitch. I don't know what happened there, but it looks like we lost the Twitch feed. So, but anyway, Oni OTF, that's what we're drinking tonight. And let's see what's going on. It looks like we're good on YouTube. YouTube is up fine. So I don't know what's going on with the bandwidth tonight. It must be winter. It is winter still. But that's what I was going to tell you about. Remember last week when I told you how we took a trip up, overnight trip up to Bowling Rock, to Boone, North Carolina, up the mountains, to visit the college that Tommy's going to be going to in the fall. He's been accepted at the university up there at Appalachian. And we were going up there to take care of some details. Well, we had planned the trip, and the night before I was checking the weather report on WSOC-TV, Channel 9. And they said, well, yeah, it's going to rain. Not going to rain a whole lot, going to rain a little bit. No snow or anything. Maybe some snow in the high country, maybe, but it's going to be mostly rain. So they were saying, well, it's going to be a little bit rainy, but it's going to be cleared out. It's going to be cleared out by the afternoon, and everything was going to be fine. So we're thinking, okay, we're going to leave in the morning. We're going to miss the rain since it wasn't supposed to start till the afternoon. We're going to be up there by the afternoon. Oh, sorry about that, folks. So we're going to be up there in the mountains by the afternoon. So we completely missed this rain thing, whatever was going to happen. Didn't mention snow, just rain. Okay. So I'm locking the door, walk over to the car, start to get out to the car to leave our house, the driveway, and it starts snowing, in the driveway. And I'm thinking, well, this is completely the opposite of what the weather forecaster said on Channel 9 the night before. So we get in the car and we're driving. Of course, it turned back to rain for a little while, and then it just started snowing. And it was the rest of the trip up there was just all snow. And it stopped snowing by the time we got there. It was a really miserable drive, but it stopped snowing as we got there. But so I thought to myself, you know, Chi and I are looking at each other like, oh, well, he definitely got that wrong. So last night, this is a week later, we're watching Channel 9 again, WSOC TV, and the same weathercaster is saying, you know, there's going to be some rain Saturday. We're going to have some rain in Charlotte on Saturday, but it's going to be some rain, you know, it's going to be kind of cold and rainy and kind of miserable, but then the rain will clear out and all that and everything. And he specifically said, we're not getting any snow. This is just going to be rain. There's no snow in this forecast, right? Just some rain, and then it's going to clear out and be done. So I'm at my computer, my PC. She goes out. She takes a trip to Walmart, pick up some stuff today. And she calls me. She's gone for about 10 minutes. She calls me on the phone, and she goes, look out your window. So I look out the window. It's snowing. It's snowing. And there were little snow flurries at first for about 10, 15 minutes, and then started turning into big flakes. Now, granted, none of the snow stuck to the ground. None of it was sticking. But it was snow. It snowed for like a full 2 hours. Two and a half hours down here in South Charlotte. In South Charlotte. We were at the border between North and South Carolina. Snowing for nearly 2.5 hours. And she started laughing because she said that he was wrong again. He was wrong again. I said, yeah, he sure was wrong. So to the weathercaster at Channel 9, WSOC TV in Charlotte, you're 0 for 2 on this one. you're 0 and 2 on this one. No wins, two losses here. That's got it wrong twice in a week for snow. So we'll see. I'm gonna cut this a little early because I want to go catch the tonight's weathercast and see if he predicts something else. I tell you what, if he's predicting no snow tomorrow and it snows. I'm getting. I tell you what. From the way things are going, I think if he's predicting no snow tomorrow, I'm putting out the salt on the driveway in the morning. That's all I can say, and that's my rant for tonight. By the way, radios, weather radios, rather than watch WSOC TV. Or watch the news, weather men on TV or weather people on TV, because sometimes it seems to be they completely wrong. Keep really, really keep up to date with the weather, what's going on with the weather. Get yourself a weather radio. That's why we have weather radio. We have a weather radio. This is a Midland. This is an ER310. And we sell these at Byte2Air radios. And just full disclosure, I work for Byte2Air Radios. I am the product manager. But my boss, the owner, has authorized me to offer the promo code WINESHOW. That's WINESHOW to get an initial 5% off if you make a purchase on the on a weather radio or any radio. It could be any radio at all. And let's see. I've got this is a great little item. Everybody needs to have a weather radio. Don't go by everything the weatherman says on TV. I mean, they're forecasting. Sometimes the forecast is on the money. Sometimes it's a little off. Sometimes it's completely wrong, like what happened the last 2 weeks. If you really want to stay on top, get a weather radio so you can get up-to-the-minute weather alerts on your weather radio wherever you are anytime. And you know that's going to be accurate. As a matter of fact, we have one downstairs. We have a weather radio on the wall that went off several times late last week because of the tornadoes we had in the area. We had some really big storms roll through this past week, and four tornadoes. I think a few EF1s and one EF2 tornado. One of them cut through through the area near where we live. Didn't hit us, but it went and hit Matthews over there, and downed a lot of trees, power lines, caused a lot of problems. And some of these people were saying that they only had seconds of warning before to get cover. I think some people were saying they had less than 30 seconds with any warning before, you know, to get cover before the tornado hit them. So once again, these things can really, really be lifesavers. They can save your life. You know, you get a tornado warning. Ours went off several times for the tornado warnings. So my family, I was at work, but my family was at home and they were aware of it. So they were alerted to it. And, so they could be ready in case something happened. But you need to have a weather radio. You really do. Anyway, weather radios, use the promo code WINESHOW. Go to buy2wayradios.com. Go to buy2wayradios.com. Get a weather radio. Get a 5% discount with the promo code. Look, whether you get a radio from buy2wayradios or anywhere else, just get a weather radio. It'll save your life. You know, one of these days, I think what we're going to do, we gave one away for the holidays on the wine stream. We might give another one away pretty soon because I think it's important that everybody have one. I really think it is. Anyway, so before we close, we're going to close a little early tonight. Before we do, I want to address some feedback that I got from YouTube. And I do get feedback from time to time, and I welcome your feedback. Look, you can send your feedback. Always send, you can send your feedback to rickatsavoymedia.com. That's rickatsavoymedia. And good, bad, indifferent, whatever, I'll respond. I'll be happy. I really want to know what you think and what's on your mind and whether you're not enjoying the show or if you have any suggestions for how you want to change the show. Just send it to rickatsavoymedia.com. YouTube, you can leave the comments in the YouTube channel and, of course, in Facebook and in the Facebook page and on Twitter. Speaking of which, let's see, anything going on Twitter? Let's see, we've got Tommy liked my tweet. Thanks, son. I appreciate that. I don't know what happened to Twitch tonight, folks. I'm really folks watching Twitch, and we had a couple of people watching Twitch. I don't know what happened with that feed. I really don't. Something went off with it. I'll have to investigate to find out what happened. For the rest of us, there is one other thing that I want to cover, and that is the YouTube comment, of course. All right, so I got a YouTube comment earlier. It was actually just yesterday, I believe. No, I think it was this morning, actually. And this is from Jacob. Jacob was watching one of my videos. Actually, last week's videos from the live stream video. He was watching it after the fact, it looks like, on YouTube. And, of course, when it's done, I just leave them up on YouTube. They're, you know, for archival purposes. Anybody who wants to watch the stream later can go by and check it out on YouTube, just like they can on Facebook. And he sent me he left a comment, and his comment was, "Hey, Rick, just some constructive criticism here, bud. You need to shorten these videos way down. Pick out the best bits and shorten it into a 10 to 15 minute video, because I'll be honest, nobody will watch your videos in their current state. Also, try putting some color into the backdrop, buddy, because this is just depressing, Rick. If you locked off the streaming and shortened your videos, then you could have a nice little YouTube channel with a nice little fan base. Anyway, try not to drink yourself to death. I'm a bounce. Safe." And that's from Jacob. Jacob, I appreciate your comments. I really do. I want to say that is it Jacob here? Let me see. So let me respond to that comment a little bit. First of all, thank you very much for the comment. Second, I want to address everything point by point. Constructive criticism, and I do appreciate that. You need to shorten the videos way down. Well, it's a stream, and it's extreme of consciousness kind of show. This is the kind of show that I do. Pick out the best bits and shorten it into a 10 to 15 minute video, because I'll be honest, nobody will watch your videos in the current state. Also try putting some color into the backdrop, buddy, because this is just depressing, Rick. Now, let's talk about that first. The backdrop, the color of the backdrop, it's blue. There's a little bit of stark contrast going on here, a little bit. But does anybody else find this depressing? Does anybody find the color choice depressing? If you do, let me know. Put in the chat. Let me know. I'm curious to see what you think. There's a reason that it's blue. There are a couple of reasons why it's blue. One is because this is supposed to be a laid-back Saturday night show, and I didn't want to make the whole thing black or something. And I'll do the old Tom Snyder thing, just a overhead spot on me and everything else black. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to have some, and there is some color in the background. We have a lot of wine bottles with some colorful labels. I don't think it's colorless. I think it's fairly colorful. But I do see your point that there is a little bit of stark contrast here. But does it depressing? There are two reasons for the blue background. One reason is to keep everything aesthetically in line with everything else I'm doing up here. There are only so many colors in the palette that I could put back there that would be aesthetically that would match up aesthetically with everything else I'm doing back there and forward. And blue was a very logical choice. Second, there is this is supposed to be a calm, fun, laid back, relaxed kind of atmosphere. And the color blue is known to have a calming effect on people, as opposed to red or green or something, bright colors that really are kind of get people excited. That's not really what the purpose of this wine stream is. It's to relax, enjoy some wine, kick back, and just chill out. Just chill out and be cool, right? So, hence the color blue. It's supposed to have a calming effect and be just kind of cool, subdued color. The third reason for that blue background is because from time to time, I may decide to do some chroma key and throw something else back up there. And when it comes to chroma key effects, blue and green are going to be the most, the go-to colors. Green a little more so than blue on video, because with green, it tends to not take out as much of the flesh tones for people in front. It's a little bit more complimentary for chroma key with flesh tones than blue. But the green, I did not want a green background. It just, if I was going to have a green screen or something behind me, I did not want a green background. It's just too obvious for one thing. The other thing is that green didn't really mesh up with everything else I was doing with the wine and things like that, the wine bottles and everything else. So that's why I chose blue, because I can still chroma key that. It's more of a chroma blue. I can chroma key that, and I have done that in testing. And I'll probably do some more of that live later on. But it's there for chroma key effect as well as being a calming effect. So it was a logical choice for me to choose blue. And I want to bring that up. I'm not making excuse for anything. I'm not like I said, I appreciate the criticisms, constructive criticism, to be sure. I am not being defensive about this in any way. I'm just telling you fact by fact. That's why it's there. And without being defensive, fact by fact, is that even though I'm doing this, yeah, the stream goes on and it's an hour, hour and a half. Sometimes it's been as long as 2 hours, and that's even long for me. But that's not the purpose of this wine stream, really, because what it comes down to is this is a streaming, primarily a streaming show and an audio podcast. So it's not really there to be a short instructional or tutorial video. Now, I have done, I don't know where I put it all though, but there it is. No, that's not it. Oh, yes. I do some tutorial videos. I do quite a few videos. I've been a podcaster and a YouTuber for a long time. I've been a podcaster for almost 14 years now. And I've been a YouTuber, and I'm paid to do this. Okay, I do this professionally. It's part of my day job. I do content. I'm a content creator. It's part of my day job. This is on the Bike Two Way Radio site. I'm showing you this because that's an example of one of the videos that that I do. I do instructional videos as well as other types of product videos and tutorials, things like that. I just finished this one a couple of weeks ago. And it's only about, it's less than 2 minutes long. This is a video that's less than 2 minutes. And so I know about length on videos, okay? 10 to 15 minute videos. Yeah, I've done some short videos, 10 to 15 minutes. And it depends on what's called for. And for a YouTube channel, if I was doing an instructional video and saying, oh, here's a quick wine review and I'm just doing a few instructional things, yeah, I would make this a lot shorter if it was a straight out video. And it would be 10, 15 minutes or less. Okay. No problem with that. I certainly understand that. And I've done a lot of videos. A lot of videos on YouTube that I shoot, produce, and then I've been on both ends of the camera. On half of them, I'm on both ends of the camera, and the other half I shoot with the owners, with my boss. And some of those are 2 or 3 minutes less. Sometimes it depends on the video. It just you're the right length for the right video in the right circumstances. Got it. Got it. I know that very well. So you're speaking to the choir here, there, Jacob. You're speaking to the choir on that. But this isn't that kind of a video. It says, if you lock off the streaming and shorten your videos, then you can have a nice little YouTube channel and a nice little fan base. Okay. You know what, though? That's not the aim of this show. The primary aim of the show, the videos are up there for archival purposes, but the primary aim of the show is the stream. That is the primary purpose of this show, is the Saturday night stream, the live stream. And with the live stream, it's going to be an hour and a half long, sometimes longer. That's just the nature of a lot of the live streaming for this kind of event. And of course, this, once again, this is a laid back kind of show. I am not, if I was doing this, say, and getting paid for it, yeah, I would strict, you know, if there were some parameters there, I'd keep it down to a strict hour. We're going to talk about that. I might be cutting this down to about an hour from this point on. But, you know, if I was getting paid to do this, it would be a different story. But that's not what's happening here. This is a different kind of podcast. This is a different kind of stream where I'm just having fun. This is me on Saturday night kicking back with you and the two, you know, and us just sitting around having a good time. That's it. There's no real agenda there other than just enjoying ourselves, enjoying each other's company, and having a good wine. So for that reason, you know, that's why they are as long as they are. They're as long as I want them to be, as long as we want them to be. And if anyone else has any feedback, you agree with them, if you think that they should be a lot shorter, I think they should be a little bit shorter. My wife thinks that they should. I'm going to try and keep them, I think after tonight, I'm probably going to try and keep them around an hour to maybe an hour and 10 minutes long. Probably keep them around to 60, 70 minutes. But You know, it depends on what it calls for that particular night. Anyway, I do appreciate your feedback, but there is a but there. But it is what it is. It is what it is. So, Tommy saw this comment and he thought it was being rather condescending because he kept calling me bud and buddy and stuff like that. And he, and sometimes it can be considered a condescending tone. Sometimes I use bud when I'm talking to a friend of mine just a term of endearment. But, of course, I don't know him and he doesn't know me. So I don't know, but Tommy took his whole comment is rather condescending. I don't know. I'm not going to judge other people for that. And was he trolling? I don't know that either, and I don't really care. I really don't. That sort of thing doesn't really bother me because this is just something I'm doing for fun. Look, when this stops being fun, I'm going to stop doing it. In the story, but until then, it's you and me and this wine, and we're having a good time. And that's all there is to it. With that, I think we're going to close tonight. This is just to recap what we've been drinking. This is a, let me get it back up here. This is a Cabernet Sauvignon 2018, Mazette de la Palombière. It is a French wine. It is quite a bit tannic. It's sweet on the tongue, but it goes down rather dry, and it's kind of fruity. Black cherry. People were saying blackberry and stuff like that. I didn't really get the blackberry notes in there too much, but definitely the black cherry. There were some. It was kind of smoky for me. It was a little bit little oakiness. A little leathery. Other than that, it was kind of silky smooth, and it especially paired well with the steak. It was okay with the chicken. We tried it with the T-bone steak. It was good with the steak. Okay with the chicken. The cheeses. I never did try it with the mozzarella, but as always, it was good with the Gouda. Haven't lost one with the Gouda from Trader Joe's yet. It was really good with the Colby Jack cheese. It really brought out for some reason, it brought out a few of the flavors with the wine with that cheese. I really liked that, and it went pretty well with the smoked cheddar, which I was not surprised. There is one thing I did not try with that I did promise that I would, and that is the cookies. Cheese made these chocolate chip cookies for me tonight, for us. I grabbed a couple really, really big cookies, huge cookies. I'm going to try one with it now. At the risk of overdoing all the sweet stuff. Mm. Whoa, boy. Got to do that again. Oh, man, I'm going to feel this in the morning. Mm. Trying again. Another piece of cookie. Mm. Oh, yeah. Good. Good chocolate chip cookie. I was not surprised about that either, but it was nice. I was looking forward to that. I'm glad we didn't miss that. I will say that it's worth it for the price. It's definitely, I wouldn't say this is a $20 bottle of wine. $15, $16 a bottle, I would say it's pretty good. And I paid, what, $12.99 for this at winestore-online.com. Pretty decent buy at $12.99. It's pretty decent cap for that. I would say, yeah, worth it, worth the money. So I give this a thumbs up. Give it two thumbs up. Anyway, it's time to close up the stream now. I want to thank everyone for joining me tonight. I want to apologize to Ani Off on Twitch and anyone else watching on Twitch. I don't know. It says the video download was canceled. Please try again. I don't know what happened there. And I I really have no idea. They lost the stream on that for some reason. But we're up everywhere else. On Periscope, we're still good there. And yeah, I'm showing up on Twitter. So you can tweet me there and I'll get that. And YouTube has been, it's been pretty solid on YouTube all night. Usually YouTube I have very few, if any, problems with. Facebook, it'll go up and down, and it was going up and down a little bit tonight on Facebook. Hopefully we didn't really lose anything. Maybe it was just whatever was coming back to me. But that was fairly stable. Anyway, I want to thank Chris, who liked it, and Kathy, Mark Miller, for joining me on the stream. And Frosty, of course, Frosty, please give me your address, email me your address so I can send you out your T-shirt and everything. My lovely wife, Chi. And Rob, it's good to see you. It's always good to see you, Rob. You're regular in the chat, and I want to thank you for being here. And let's see, Phil. Phil, thank you for joining the chat. Phil's another regular, and I really appreciate you. And also get me your mailing address so I can get your gifts out to you. That was the calendar, the National Day calendar. You'll have a lot of fun with that, Phil. I know, because you like the dad jokes and the puns like I do. You'll enjoy the National Day calendar. You really will. Trust me, it's worth it. Anyway, especially for free, right? And you can't be free. So anyway, I want to thank everyone for joining me tonight. And once again, I want to apologize to Oni OTF. I'll try to get that fixed for next week. But I appreciate your being there. Everyone, as always, as you know, it's time to cap this bottle. And this is a gift from, it won't work. See, because it's not this. It's the mouth of the bottle. It's just too wide. But this was a gift given to me over the holidays by my good friends, Tom and Nancy Fenton. And I really do appreciate it. I want to thank everyone for joining me on the chat. I want to thank you for being here. Please, please, please do not drink and drive. Drink responsibly in the comfort of your own home, apartment, studio place, wherever you're sleeping tonight, hotel, whatever. Just drink responsibly and do not overdo it. Please do not drink and drive. Call an Uber or Lyft or something you have to, but just do not do it. Have a designated driver. Just don't do it, please. And please do not text and drive. I saw another incident of someone looking at their cell phone, not paying attention to what they're doing. It was just it was not good. Anyway, I want everyone to have a good week, and I want everybody to have a safe week. Have a great week and a safe week. Take care of yourself this week, so you can join me here again next week. Same time, same channel, so we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.